Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, the prices get all weird when it comes to produce this time of year. Have you noticed this? Because some things are now more in season than they were a month ago, and some things that were more expensive are now cheaper, and then in the fall they're going to jack the prices back up. It's a terrible cycle. You know that I also advocate that you take fruits and veggies to help keep your immune system boosted, be able to fight off the allergies, the sinus attacks, the colds, the flus, all that stuff. Well, right now, if you call Balance of Nature, you're going to get to lock in your price at maybe some of the best prices for fruits and veggies for the whole year and guarantee free shipping on every order for the coming year. All you have to do is call them at 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins. They're not made of synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. And each capsule has 10 servings of both. Once you start taking them, you're going to feel great. People say their skin looks better. They've got more energy. Some people start growing hair again. I mean, it's all in the testimonials. And it's time to improve the quality of your life now. So call them today. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to use my discount code, KMC. When you call 800-246-8751, that's 800-246-8751.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Coming up, Shelley Goldberg, a parenting hack for your Wednesday, per usual. Kristen B. Tate from The Hill will be here to answer the question, how much is illegal immigration sucking tax dollars out of the system? And we start with breaking news on the Mueller report. Stay with us.
Thank you. Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Want to litigate? Go after the DNC, crooked Hillary, the dirty cops, all of these things. That's what should be litigated, because that was a rigged system. And I'm breaking down. I am breaking down the swamp.
You know what's interesting about that? And that's the president from earlier today, obviously on the tarmac before leaving to go somewhere. It's very compelling to understand that for the last 2.5 years, he's been on the opposite footing. These people have been leaning into him saying, you did something wrong. We're going to prove it. We're going to show it. A whole bunch of us thought for a long time that the entire foundation of what those arguments were built upon were shaky as heck. And in fact, not very well grounded at all. It turns out the longer we get beyond the Mueller report proper, the more we're starting to understand that. The FBI reporting today, according to Judicial Watch, who had to FOIA the agency and the government to be able to get these. The president, President Obama's office had on some level some number of Hillary Clinton's emails that had supposedly gone missing. Now, we don't know if it's the full 33,000. We don't know if it's a smaller representation of that. We'll find out more about that in the days and weeks to come. But just the fact that they existed and that the president's office had it and never came forward with it in the midst of actual internal investigations going on to what was happening with those. The fact that one of her aides was able to just mysteriously delete 33,000 and just gone. My next guest has some pretty strong opinions about all of this. He served the FBI for 25 years, law enforcement analyst now for CNN, adjunct assistant professor in Homeland Security and Criminal Justice at St. John's University. James Gagliano rejoins us here at Kevin McCullough Radio. James, let me ask you, because you've written a very compelling piece within the last week that the Mueller report is an embarrassment for Comey and McCabe. I know a lot of people, they hear the president say the FBI this, the DOJ that. There's a temptation to believe that maybe the president's coming down on everybody. But when I speak with the president's son, when I've spoken with members of the administration, when I speak with everyday folks, I think we understand that we're not talking about the door kickers. We're talking about the brass that called some of the shots on some of these things. And you're saying this report actually makes them look worse than what we already knew about them.
Yeah, Kev, you're 100% right. I think the American public is smart enough, insightful enough to view the president's attacks on certain senior level executives that worked during the Comey tenure. And James Comey was FBI director for 3 years, 8 months, and 5 days. And I've argued all along, I did not suspect that there was a group of cabal, if you will, of people that were, you know, entrenched Democrats that were going to do whatever they could to prevent Donald Trump from winning the election. But I caveat that, Kevin, by saying I think there were a lot of folks there that were caught up in what's known as groupthink and confirmation bias, and they were young, callow, inexperienced, and they were idolaters, for lack of a better word, of James Comey. And I think you put all those things together, and you have some relatively inexperienced folks, young folks, and especially when Andy McCabe was elevated to acting director after James Comey's firing back on in May of 2017. And I think, Kevin, some decisions were made were dubious, and it was a result of inexperienced people panicking and taking shortcuts and doing things with FBI processes and protocols that in my 25 years I never ever once experienced.
So now the situation sits that Jerry Nadler and the other Democratic chairs of the committees are the ones that are insisting upon going forward with a look at obstruction, a look at if the president somehow committed a breaking of the law, even though there was no underlying crime, as the Mueller report clearly points out, of conspiracy. There was no underlying crime. They're trying to make the argument that he obstructed the process of justice into a crime that never happened. Is that the argument they're making, James?
Yeah, and I'm not a lawyer, even though sometimes I play one on TV, Kev, and I got to tell you, I've heard arguments on both sides of that legal divide, meaning if there is no underlying scheme, if there's no conspiracy, is it possible to obstruct justice? And look, the way that Robert Mueller handled, you know, the findings in that 448-page report, which I ground through until my eyes bled, he was very, very careful, and I think he outlined some ways that it could be charged that someone in the president's position could be charged with obstruction of justice. Let's say, for instance, suborning perjury, fabricating evidence, witness intimidation. Now he didn't mention, you know, a particular incident that the president would have been involved in any of those, but he did speak to 10 different incidents that between folks that had talked to the president or folks that were interviewed by the Mueller team that suggested that the president was trying to stop the investigation. Now, look, he had every right to stop it. I mean, the special counsel works for the Department of Justice, but the Department of Justice falls under the president. But folks have made the argument that you can charge obstruction of justice. But my argument all along has been, if that was the case, Robert Mueller was charged with making a determination on whether to indict or not indict, and he didn't come to a decision here. So,
well, he did. He came to a decision because he did not indict.
Right. But what he's saying is it's that little ... caveat, Kev, that's got everybody on Capitol Hill, especially the Democrats, twisted into knots, but did not exonerate. See, no prosecutor, and I respect Robert Mueller. I served under him at the FBI for 12 years of his directorship. No prosecutor is supposed to dirty up the subject or the target of investigation if they don't bring charges. And when you put that line in there, but did not exonerate, that, in my mind, is a dirtying up. That's saying we couldn't find enough evidence that there's a crime there, that anybody committed a crime. However, we're not going to clear this person or tell them they've got their good name back. And that is what is so befuddling to me, is why somebody like Robert Mueller, a distinguished legal mind, a guy that was, you know, the Deputy Attorney General, the Department of Justice, and served at the head of the FBI, why he abdicated in his duty and responsibility to make a determination there, because he's opened up a can of worms that I believe the Democrats are going to use to run with this and to basically move this toward impeachment proceedings sometime in the next year or so.
Yeah, and I think that they're going to do that to their own peril. I think they're going to put their party in the middle, smack dab in the middle of an election cycle in which they're going to be arguing, and they're going to give the president the upper hand. He's going to have Twitter every day to respond to them and say, how could I obstruct into the investigation of a crime that I did not commit? And I think that the American people are going to kind of, he's got that really amazing ability to simplify things. And I don't know that it's going to benefit them on the level that this is now all playing out, the political level, because there's no real legal stuff left. I mean, that's been, they didn't charge obstruction. They didn't charge conspiracy. So the criminal path to this is done. It's going to all be now what the chairman of the Democratic committees in the House have to say versus what the White House has to say. And I think that I think they're going to run their own candidates into some headwinds with that. Let me ask you just final question. What does the country need to do now to get past this so that we get back to helping the country run the country's business?
Yeah, that is the million-dollar question right there, Kevin, and I have to tell you, it's going to be hard because, as you pointed out, I mean, the Democrats are chomping at the bit right now to move this into an impeachment proceeding, just to drag this on and hopefully help out in their prospects for 2020. And then you've also got, on the outside now, you've got the Southern District in New York potentially looking into different, you know, crimes or different issues that the Mueller team are, which there were like 14 of those, as well as the New York State Attorney General. And so in those instances, I think the president does face some peril, because once he leaves the office, because a president is, as the Department of Justice views this, a president cannot be indicted while he's in office. I think that there'll be some folks on the outside that'll look at an opportunity licking their lips and going, yep, we'll just wait it out and we'll see what happens then. So that's where I think he could potentially face some peril. And I'm not suggesting I know anything or I've seen anything that suggested that he's committed any crime or that there was anything that is worthy of indictment. But I do know that there are entities out there that are waiting for that opportunity, and that could happen either 2020 or 2024.
Yeah. Well, your latest in the Washington Examiner, that the Mueller report is another embarrassment for Comey and McCabe, is well worth the read, and I recommend it to everybody that's listening. James Gagliano, thank you for your service to the country, and thank you for being with us today.
Kev, thanks for having me.
Kevin McCullough, when we roll on, Kristen B. Tate of The Hill joins me next. Don't you go away.
Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
This is our town. It's a close-knit community, the kind of place where everyone knows everyone.
Text your mom and tell her where to pick you up.
Love you guys.
This Easter.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
No one can survive that long.
We got him!
The odds were against her son.
We've done everything possible.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, God, send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible. Now,
I don't believe John will survive the night.
You don't know my son. He is a fighter. So I need you to be the best, and you just let God do the rest.
Discover the incredible true story.
I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to walk alongside you for as long as it takes.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
Whatever you have for me or my son, I surrender.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters. For tickets and showtimes, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bed sheets. The new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
This administration's attack against the media, it takes many forms. Yes, one form is the president having a rally this Saturday instead of attending the dinner. And I do think it matters mostly because of what it means about these tensions continuing to escalate.
That's Brian Stelter on CNN. And by the president not going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, according to what he just said, the president not going to the dinner is somehow an attack on the media. These people have lost it. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Kristen B. Tate rejoins us for Tate's Take on Wednesdays. We always enjoy seeing what she's up to, especially when she's written about something very important like taxpayer dollars and how they're associated with illegal immigration, which, you know, if she wrote about, she covered in depth. We'll get to that in a second. But, Kristen, let me ask you about that. Brian Stelter, who, you know, is often wrong. Like that's one of his really most significant footnotes is that he often gets his stuff wrong, is complaining and calling it an attack against the media for the president to basically ignore them at their White House Correspondents' Dinner. Your take, Kristen B. Tate.
Right. Well, I mean, first of all, no one should be surprised that Donald Trump doesn't want to go to this dinner. I mean, the media have been completely unfair to him, and he's the first Republican that I can think of that actually had the guts to fight back against these people and their smears and their lies, especially after 2 years of people like Brian Stelter and his friends at CNN peddling this garbage Russian collusion narrative and whipping up the whole country into a, you know, hysteric frenzy over a hoax that never even happened. So I say more power to Trump. I wouldn't go to the dinner either. And of course, Brian Stelter and his friends are going to moan and howl about this because it just means fewer people will actually tune in to watch this event.
I think that by actually me playing that soundbite, I might have quadrupled Brian Stelter's ratings this week just in playing that one soundbite.
I think you definitely did.
So let me get a follow up on that point then, because, you know, CNN had this series of Democrat town halls a couple of nights ago, just one after the other, back to back. And that, Kristen, they're some of the lowest rated cable news product that's ever been put on the air. There is no excitement building around the Democratic campaigns.
Right. I think, you know, I do actually have to push back on that a little bit. I think there's a lot of excitement in the Democrat base, but I think right now they're deflated because the one thing they were counting on to take down Trump ended up just being a big nothing.
Right.
So I do think the Democrats want someone to vote for. The Democrat voters, they don't like Trump, but these candidates, they haven't really put together platform positions that are very compelling, because for the last 2 years, all they've been running on is resisting Trump and booting him from office and Russian collusion. This Russian collusion narrative lessened the need for them to put together real policy ideas.
So they thought.
So I think that's the problem, but I don't see them shifting to policy, at least compelling policy, other than socialist, you know, far left progressive ideas, which certainly won't help them get blue collar or working class voters.
Well, Mayor Pete Buttigieg was asked about why he doesn't have any policy stuff on his website this week. And he basically said, well, I'm still formulating, you know, the big ideas I'm going to announce. And if you compare his sudden rise in the Democratic ranks with Elizabeth Warren's kind of simultaneous fall, and she probably has the most detailed policy ideas of any of the declared candidates, but she was like way up in the teens. Now she's down around 5% and she's dropping fast. It might not be to their benefit to actually articulate specific policy because their ideas are so bad.
Right. I think it's a difficult position for the Democrats because they have to sort of appease two very different wings of their party. But if they don't put out any policies at all, then they're not really going to be able to mobilize anyone in the voter base. But I do think that eventually the candidate who would be the most strong against Trump is a moderate candidate, like a Biden or someone who can reach out to the former blue dog Democrat.
Yeah, if you can actually convince Joe Biden to get in the race, though, that's the problem. Like, he keeps delaying the announcement. He's supposed to announce today. He's not going to announce today. Maybe tomorrow. Who knows? But he's fading in the polls.
Well, I think he was going to announce earlier, but he probably pushed it off a little bit to wait for the dust to settle with the whole like creepy Joe Biden groping people thing. So I think that's why he's waited so long. He wanted that to go away so that it wouldn't cast a shadow.
And that's not going to come back at all once he's in. That's not going to come back at all once he's in, especially with me. I won't be tempted at all to call him creepy Uncle Joe. All right, real quickly, your piece in The Hill, taxpayer dollars footing the spiraling cost of illegal immigration. How so, Kristen Tate?
Well, when we talk about immigration, usually it's a moral argument for or against it. And I wanted to look at the dollar and cents of this. You have a lot of people on the left saying, immigrants are a net positive to the country. But actually, when you dig into the numbers, illegal immigration is a net negative to the country. The illegal immigration costs taxpayers $116 billion in 2017, and I got that figure by subtracting the total tax revenue paid by illegal immigrants, which is about $19 billion, from the total economic impact of illegal immigration that year. So these folks are net consumers of taxpayer-funded services, and people ought to know that their tax dollars are supporting this.
Well, and you lay it out very neatly, as you always do, in the Hill. It's her article from this week, "Your Taxpayer Dollars Are Footing the Spiraling Costs of Illegal Immigration." Of course, this is one of the things that you're always watching. You're my economic fiscal hawk. You're always scouting out the real cost to the American taxpayer. And we need someone to do that, Kristen, because if it weren't for you, there's not really another major reporter that just has that as their constant beat. So congratulations and good job on that. And we'll have to talk to you again next week about whatever else is bubbling up in the news. But for now, the president, none of his aides, none of his cabinet going to the correspondents' dinner this year. And Kristen B. Tate's take is that's A-OK. Kristen, feel better. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
Kevin McCullough, when we continue, Shelley Goldberg is here. How to have great conversation with your kids around the dinner table. And a little bit later, more breaking news as it happens. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets, the new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, prices get all weird when it comes to produce this time of year. Have you noticed this? Because some things are now more in season than they were a month ago, and some things that were more expensive are now cheaper, and then in the fall they're going to jack the prices back up. It's a terrible cycle. You know that I also advocate that you take fruits and veggies to help keep your immune system boosted, be able to fight off the allergies, the sinus attacks, the colds, the flus, all that stuff. Well, right now, if you call Balance of Nature, you're going to get to lock in your price at maybe some of the best prices for fruits and veggies for the whole year and guarantee free shipping on every order for the coming year. All you have to do is call them at 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins. They're not made of synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. And each capsule has 10 servings of both. Once you start taking them, you're going to feel great. People say their skin looks better. They've got more energy. Some people start growing hair again. I mean, it's all in the testimonials. And it's time to improve the quality of your life now. So call them today, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to use my discount code, KMC. When you call 800-246-8751, that's 800-246-8751. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, every single week, we try to give you at least one helpful tip, one helpful hack, if you will, into how to do the parenting thing a little bit better. Very honored to have my next guest with us. She was for years the parenting reporter for New York One, and now she joins us as a parenting research resource at Kevin McCullough Radio, and we're very, very honored to have her. Shelley Goldberg, welcome back. Good to have you. I hope you had a great Passover this last weekend.
Well, thank you. And how was your Easter, Kevin?
We had that's an interesting word. Because, you know, Hillary and Obama and a bunch of those people use that word this weekend. We celebrated the resurrection of Jesus very well and had a great time with the family. A lot of people don't know this. Easter's kind of a derivative of a pagan holiday. It has something to do with like worshiping stones and sun and flowers or something like that. But anyway, I thought it was very weird what all those public officials said about the victims in Sri Lanka. But that's a different conversation all the way around. Hey, you sent over the topic this morning that you wanted us to talk about this afternoon. And it made me think of something because we've just recently moved. And in doing so, we now have a functional dining room that is very different than where we were at before. We used to kind of congregate around the table in the kitchen, and now we have space to sit and to really kind of leisurely do family dinner time. And one of the things that my bride and I both had growing up was family that did that and also asked us questions about our day or great issues of life or other things. And some of my favorite memories growing up were moments spent around that dinner table. And you're saying today this is a good thing for us.
This is a great thing. It's so beneficial. The power of having meals, dinner together is enormous. The studies consistently show that when kids or grandkids are having dinners together, they're happier, less depressed, do better in school, have better and stronger friendships. It's such a win-win. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful gift to give to your kids or grandkids. And I was thinking about it this weekend, you know, with meeting family and friends over the holidays. And sometimes the problem, I think, for parents and grandparents, assuming that the food is relatively good at the table, is what do we talk about? How do we get this going? How do we get this conversation going? So I thought this would be a wonderful topic today. So Kevin, when you're sitting around that new dining room with the kids, what you want to not do, you don't want to lecture. You want to make it a safe and welcoming place where kids can be themselves, can talk about anything and everything. And you want to minimize the yes and no questions. So to get started, here are some things that you can do.
Cool.
You might just say to your kids, so what's on your mind? How would you rate your day in a 1 to 10 and why? What's the hardest thing that happened to you today, the most challenging? This will get you, Kevin, especially you, talking about problem solving with your kids. What's the most interesting thing you learned today? Ask kids to share the most successful part of the day, the funniest part of the day. Now, if this doesn't get it started, then Kevin, you share something. Share something crazy or fun that happened in your day. Or have your kids talk about planning, a planning discussion. What do you want to do this summer? What activities would you like to see us do as a family? Now, if you want to get into the fun questions, those off-the-wall questions, which are the ones that appeal to me a little bit more, you can ask your kids, if you could teach a class at school on anything, what would it be?
Hmm.
Or if you could travel back in time, Kevin, what time period intrigues you? And where would you go and why? What makes someone a good friend? If you had $1 million, what would you do with it? Who would you give it to? If the family dog could talk, what do you think he would say, right? Now, for you, because you know we're in the news business, I think a question that I would want to ask, especially in today's world, at every meal, does anybody have any questions about what's going on in the news? Just throw that out. And certainly I would end with, can we all share as a family? What are some things we're grateful for today? That should be at every meal. And I want to give parents and grandparents, there's a wonderful article by a Katie Workman, Questions to Ask Around the Dinner Table, W-O-R-K-M-A-N. Just Google it. There are some wonderful resources that will provide parents and grandparents with great questions.
Yeah.
That'll get everybody started around the dinner table. So does this help you?
No, it does. And, you know, the bride's father was a lifelong talk radio addict, and he would listen to a colleague of mine, Dennis Prager, who's still on the air when she was very small. And he would often ask the great moral dilemma questions of the day. And really, if you roll one of those into the middle of a dinner, you can get some really interesting conversation going and from all perspectives all at the same time. But what a great gift to give your kids. Get them talking around the dinner table. Shelley Goldberg, thanks so much. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bed sheets. The new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, prices get all weird when it comes to produce this time of year. Have you noticed this? Because some things are now more in season than they were a month ago, and some things that were more expensive are now cheaper, and then in the fall they're going to jack the prices back up. It's a terrible cycle. You know that I also advocate that you take fruits and veggies to help keep your immune system boosted, be able to fight off the allergies, the sinus attacks, the colds, the flus, all that stuff. Well, right now, if you call Balance of Nature, you're going to get to lock in your price at maybe some of the best prices for fruits and veggies for the whole year and guarantee free shipping on every order for the coming year. All you have to do is call them at 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins. They're not made of synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies, and each capsule has 10 servings of both. Once you start taking them, you're going to feel great. People say their skin looks better. They've got more energy. Some people start growing hair again. I mean, it's all in the testimonials, and it's time to improve the quality of your life now. So call them today, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to use my discount code, KMC. When you call 800-246-8751, that's 800-246-8751.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Everywhere I go.
Take one modern lady, mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us as we continue to roll on through the afternoon. Kelsey Bowler, one of my favorite contributors at many different outlets, The Federalist, The Daily Signal, and she joins us on Wednesdays now. Kelsey, it's good to have you back. Hope you had a nice holiday weekend.
Same to you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I had this question, and I know that because, you know, you're in the Beltway, you probably have more insight into what's happening than anyone else. But is Joe Biden ever going to actually announce he's running for president, or is he just going to keep pushing this thing back further and further as we go?
Well, Kevin, supposedly it is happening tomorrow morning. I think we are all ready for it. We all know he has been planning on running. And the question really that a lot of people are asking is when, but the question I'm really asking is which Joe Biden is going to be running, because in recent months, we've seen two very different Joe Bidens, one who's kind of embarked on an apology tour where he's going around trying to make amends with the far left Democrat socialists regarding his problematic moderate Democrat views in the past. And then on the other hand, one of the reasons I think that he's doing so well in the polls is because these far left Democrat socialists are not representing the mainstream Democrat Party well. And someone like Joe Biden, who does have a history of having a moderate path, moderate perspective, moderate policies, is coming in to fill that gap. The question is he going to be able to split that divide, or has the party moved on? Are they too socialist for Joe Biden at this point?
Well, and I think that the problem that the entire party faces is the very nature of what he's dealing with. Who am I going to be as a party? Who are we going to be as a group of voters? And I just don't think, you know, if they really wanted to make it competitive for Trump, they would pick someone who the Rust Belt had some degree of connection to. They would pick someone who was not a socialist. They wouldn't push the Green New Deal, and they'd stop all the investigations in the House if they really wanted to be serious about trying to win the 2020 election. Kelsey Bowler, Daily Signal. Do you think there's any chance that any of those things, that they do any of them, any of the four?
Kevin, I completely agree with you, and polls would also back up what you're saying, that if Democrats really want to win the presidency, they do have to find a more moderate candidate, because many of these socialist Democrats are too polarizing. We know from just this week what we heard from Bernie Sanders wanting to give convicted terrorists the right to vote in prison. Their policies are just far too insane for the average American to handle.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think if Democrats were smart, they would let Joe Biden be himself, be that politician who does appeal to the Rust Belt, where they do need to win back the support of voters that Trump won in 2016. But again, I think the voices on the fringe are so loud and so dominating these days that they might not enable Joe Biden to happen.
Well, they perceive that that's what their base is demanding. And I just think it's not the full base. It's what I told Harris Faulkner 2 days ago on Fox News. I believe it's a very small minority of the base that is very, very loud. It's basically the extension of the AOC division of the party that's, you know, stomping its feet and screaming at the top of its voice that they're not going to sit down and take it anymore. So I don't know where they go, because there's no. And then once you get past all of that, so say Joe Biden is able to split that goalpost and somehow present an option that satisfies both ends of the Democratic Party. Now you've got to start talking about policy. And what policies is Trump vulnerable on? Is it the economy? Is it job creation? Is it wages? Is it national defense? Is it ending foreign wars? Where do they go to try to chip away at the work that, that the Trump administration has accomplished in these first 2.5 years?
It's a very good question, and you're asking that coming off a day where the stock market hit a record high. So the economy is clearly doing well. Unemployment is down. Wages are up. And really, that typically is the message that someone like Joe Biden would bring to the Rust Belt, that we are going to get your jobs back.
Right.
But Trump is such a fighter for these people, and he actually has done the hard work of getting them their jobs back, unlike these politicians who made the same promises in the past. So I do think it's going to be difficult, even if Joe Biden does, as you said, split the goalpost, even if he's able to do that somehow, that he'll be able to win back these supporters. Because, you know, I think a lot of them, again, might be voting for Trump, holding their nose. But at the end of the day, if they are employed, if the economy is doing well, and we're not involved in any major foreign wars, that's really what Americans care about.
Yeah. No. And it's going to be interesting, because I have this feeling that the minute that Biden steps into the race, I think his poll numbers are going to start going down on almost immediately. In fact, we've started to see a little bit of that with Bernie passing him this past week in a couple of the major polls. Real quickly, we've only got a few seconds left, but Netflix, you wrote about it in the Bright email this morning. It's having a negative impact on people's sex lives.
Yeah, this is a fascinating article. Everyone should go read it on the New York Times. But basically, the theory is that Netflix and chill might be taking over people's sex lives and contributing to the decrease in fertility rates that we're seeing in the United States.
And I don't study the fertility rates that often, but I have heard from more than one source now that we are having a multi-year, downward trend, which is disturbing given that, you know, some of our opponents like China and some other places are having children at a faster, more rapid rate than they've ever had before. And, you know, at some point, you gotta have people to populate your country. I mean, it's just the way it works. You also pulled a very questionable tactic, Ms. Bowler, in the end of the Bright email, because you said that people, if they were watching movies like this and you hyperlinked a movie, no doubt killing the romantic mood. I want people to subscribe to the Bright email so they could see it. But when I clicked through, I was immediately repulsed. I was not able to even look any further than the front cover of the AOC documentary that you had linked there. Just kidding.
There you go. There's some truth to it.
No, absolutely. All right. Reader in the Bright email every Wednesday. Reader at the Federalist. Reader at the Daily Signal. Watch her video reports. Kelsey Bowler, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Calvin McCullough Radio. We continue next.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time. This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time.
Hi, Calvin McCullough. You know, prices get all weird when it comes to produce this time of year. Have you noticed this? Because some things are now more in season than they were a month ago, and some things that were more expensive are now cheaper, and then in the fall they're going to jack the prices back up. It's a terrible cycle. You know that I also advocate that you take fruits and veggies to help keep your immune system boosted, be able to fight off the allergies, the sinus attacks, the colds, the flus, all that stuff. Well, right now, if you call Balance of Nature, you're going to get to lock in your price at maybe some of the best prices for fruits and veggies for the whole year and guarantee free shipping on every order for the coming year. All you have to do is call them at 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins. They're not made of synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. And each capsule has 10 servings of both. Once you start taking them, you're going to feel great. People say their skin looks better. They've got more energy. Some people start growing hair again. I mean, it's all in the testimonials, and it's time to improve the quality of your life now. So call them today, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to use my discount code, KMC. When you call 800-246-8751, that's 800-246-8751.
Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
This is our town. It's a close-knit community, the kind of place where everyone knows everyone.
Text your mom and tell her where to pick you up.
Love you guys.
This Easter.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
No one can survive that long.
We got him!
The odds were against her son.
We've done everything possible.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, God, send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
You don't know my son. He is a fighter. So I need you to be the best, and you just let God do the rest.
Discover the incredible true story.
I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to walk alongside you for as long as it takes.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
Whatever you have for me or my son, I surrender.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters. For tickets and showtimes, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for doing all that you can every day to think more clearly, to act more purposefully, to leave an impact in the world around you. That's why we do this. We want you to have that ability and to be that well prepared. It's one of the reasons why we talk about the breaking news as it happens, what it means, why it matters. I also want to say a big thank you to those of you that over the last couple of weeks dug real deep and helped us with our effort with Food for the Poor. 94 families have been rescued from starvation, from dehydration, from literally perishing within the next few days to weeks because of your generosity. So we've fed 94 families for the next year and given all of them clean drinking water for the rest of their lives. And it couldn't have happened without you. And if you didn't participate and you wanted to, it's only $27 a month for 12 months to take care of one family. It's a one-time gift of $320. You could do that by calling 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. I also want you to know that if you miss any part of this broadcast, that we've got them all stored at the Kevin McCullough Radio Broadcast HQ, which you can find at SoundCloud.com. Just search Kevin McCullough Radio, iTunes, Kevin McCullough Radio, or KMC Radio. I think both of them will take you there. You can find us in your favorite aggregator. We are everywhere. Just search Kevin McCullough Radio and download today. Thousands upon thousands of you every month now catching the show on demand in that way. Finally today, there was a report that came out from One America News Network. Jack Posobiec released this. In the last couple of days, evidently, Larry Hogan, the current governor of Maryland, John Kasich, the former governor of Ohio, and now one Mitt Romney may be floating their considerations for joining Bill Weld in the Republican National Committee's primary to challenge President Trump. And as I saw this, I couldn't help myself this morning but think, of course, why shouldn't Mitt Romney run again? This would be the third time that he would run and utterly lose the presidential race. It would make him the single biggest loser, in fact, in presidential candidate history for the Republicans. So why not, Mittens? Lace them up. Get going. You must really enjoy falling on that face. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.